Cam Scatabo's week was defined by a signing that was not his, and a beat correcting the record about what it meant. The Giants gave Najee Harris a one-year deal Tuesday, per Miles Simmons at Pro Football Talk. And by Friday, ESPN's Jordan Ronan was reporting that Scatabo remains the Giants' top option, and has been the first running backup most days at practice, as relayed by Zach Wasink at Yardbarker. John Harbaugh's own scouting report ran the same direction with an honest asterisk. Scatabo has looked like the pre-injury Scatabo of last season, though he is not yet 100% twitchy and explosive. Harbaugh was just as direct about the new arrival. Harris is not back 100%. He's not in football shape yet, still working back from last season's Achilles tear. On the field, the week was maintenance. No Scatabo line surfaced in the coverage we accessed of Saturday's 26-3 win in Miami, a game most starters sat, per Michael Haney and Patricia Traina at Giants on SI, with Devin Singletary and Tyrone Tracy handling the backfield. And no specific Scatabo plays were detailed in the team site's joint practice coverage. Worth logging from that Saturday game, Tracy fumbled for the second consecutive week, per Haney and Traina, which is the kind of ledger that tends to consolidate work around the backs the staff trusts. Back in June, our preview said two things carried this file: the featured role and the surgically repaired leg, availability first. This week, the role survived its most direct test yet, a veteran back walking into the room, while the coach's "not yet 100% twitchy" is the leg question stated out loud, rather than hidden. Watch next. Whether Scatabo plays in Friday's finale against the Jets, or is held to Wednesday-style practice work through cutdown, and how the carries split behind him once Harris is deemed in football shape. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.